In the studio today, we celebrate Latina Day. My special guest is a Colorado native, Flo Hernandez Ramos. And in the 70s, she was involved in the Chicano student movement at the University of Colorado Boulder. In 1983, Flo, along with hundreds of others, helped fund public radio KUVO 89.3 FM. And for 24 years, she is the president and CEO. Now, during that time, along with other volunteers, she hosted Canción Mexicana, a program dubbed for its spicy show on the radio by the Denver Post, offering the listening audience a mix of Colorado, New Mexico, and
Tejano
music. Oh, my goodness. It's still on the air every Sunday morning for over 39 years, Canción Mexicana. You are a very busy lady. Good morning, Flo. I am honored and joyous to be in your presence. Happy Latina Day today and every day.
Oh,
I'm giving
goodness.
You your flowers today.
Oh, my goodness. You'd think I had died and you were doing a testimonial at my memorial.
No.
But thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Now, when did it become apparent that you were going to start a radio station?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I started as a volunteer on the board of directors, and we were lucky that somebody from California, Hugo Morales, had gotten a grant to actually hire somebody to be the project manager. And we went around to all the different Latinos that we knew, which were very few in the media, and asked them, would you like to come over and raise your own salary for next year, quit this cushy job that you have? And strangely enough, nobody wanted to do it. So Hugo said to me, well, why don't you do it? And I said, because I don't know anything about radio. And he said, that's all right. We have a technical director who can do it, Nan Rubin, and you just have to raise money. I said, oh, like a party or something? And he says, yeah, just do a lot of parties. So we did for years. And that's when it became apparent to me that we were going to actually have a radio station.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Now, speaking of volunteers, I myself started as a volunteer in 1987. After graduating from broadcasting school is the time I met you. Now, do you know how many of the original volunteers are still with KUVO?
I do not. I know that Thomas Herndon is not an original volunteer, but he is sure darn close. And he is now 98, shooting for that 100 mark. And he was coming here to this new office for many, many years still. The years have caught up with him, and he's not doing it anymore. So many of our original volunteers have gone their different ways or whatever. But I tell you, the one person that is still volunteering is my sister, Mercedes. Mercedes Hernandez has done everything from being a volunteer program director. She was our first program director before Carlos. And she continues to do all kinds of things for me, with me, and sometimes to me.
Well, that's expected to be your sister, of course. All right. Now, after leaving KUVO, you helped found and became the first CEO of the Latino Public Radio Consortium, a national organization that works with Latino public radio stations in 14 states, including Puerto Rico. Now, first, let me say our hearts go out to the people of Puerto Rico as they are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ernesto.
And it seems like they have to deal with that year after year. We called it for short the LPRC, for those of us that couldn't pronounce the whole name. It was a mixture of Latino stations that were English-speaking and some that were Spanish-speaking, most of them Spanish-speaking, and most of them west of the Mississippi. It was a very interesting time, and they continue to thrive, and they continue to serve people of Latino descent, either English speakers, and in our case at KUVO, even people that aren't Latino. So we welcome everybody here.
That's beautiful. What was the inspiration behind the founding of the LPR?
Well, the the Latino stations felt like they really needed to have a voice within public media. They're a very small percentage of the more than 2,000 stations that are public radio, and there's only, 14 Latino stations. So we banded together to try to have common underwriting, for example. So sure. There were a lot of Latino movies coming out at that time. We were able to get some underwriting and spread it out to all the different markets, et cetera. Stuff like that, just trying to unite to do common things.
We need more uniting today, don't
That's
we?
That's right.
That's all right. Now, who would you say is out there to continue pushing the boundaries you set in motion?
Well, actually, there's all kinds of people that are pushing boundaries. You know, the media landscape has really changed so that people can do podcasts now. They don't have to start their own radio station to be heard, which is what we ended up doing because we felt we weren't being heard. And so the celebration of Latina Day here at KUVO is one of the prime examples of how a radio station can help you amplify the mere existence of a community. But nowadays, I mean, there are so many podcasts by Latinos that have issues from sobriety to cultural understanding to get out the vote. They continue to push. It's not like, oh my God, we're waiting for somebody to do it. No, they're doing it.
That's wonderful. We got to do it. All right, what are your hopes and dreams for young Latinas coming up today?
My hopes and dreams for young Latinas is that they continue to, as you said, push boundaries, but also to, you know, people keep talking about how minorities are going to be the majority population in 10 years or something. But as the Latino Leadership Institute says, it's not about demographics. It's about whether or not we're prepared to take on leadership roles and whether or not we're prepared to show people what can be done. And so what I hope Latinas will be able to do is to continue that course to be ready to take control, to take leadership, and, you know, show people that you don't underestimate Latinas because we can be educated, we can be informed, and we can be leaders.
Yeah, all right. I like it. All that. I love all of that. So how do you personally celebrate Latina Day?
You know, thanks to Sandra Calderon, I became aware of it. This is my first celebration, and I brought in some fruit to sprinkle with tajin because tajin is my glitter, as they say. So that's my celebration right now. It'll probably expand a lot more as I continue to figure out exactly what can happen. But I can tell you that Sandra and Helen, who are the leading forces behind this, they've just gathered all kinds of people here at RMPM to celebrate this day, and it has become like a whole thing all by itself. It's wonderful to see.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Well, Flo, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and join me on KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
And I thank you and everybody that makes it possible for RMPM and all of its entities to continue.
Thank you so much.